shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And one more thing. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Welcome to the program. And we're also online at philhendryshow.com. Like right now, we have live video of our show, our video cast on Phil TV in high definition for your viewing pleasure. So check that out. And we'd like to congratulate again Isaac Cervantes, who won our best, BSP for the month of February, not only Black History Month, but Phil History Month. And beginning tomorrow night, during our video pre-show, we'll be giving away one of our classic Phil Hendry Show shot glasses as part of Phil History Month, but you got to know your Phil history. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to have Dean Wheeler coming on the line with us here very shortly to talk with an occurrence or an event or a decision by Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is the breast cancer awareness and the breast cancer fundraising group. They've decided to suspend their donations to Planned Parenthood as the result of a congressional inquiry into whether or not Planned Parenthood has been adhering to federal guidelines. Planned Parenthood reacted rather strongly, saying that the Susan G. Komen Foundation was being influenced by anti-abortion lawmakers. And so the battle lines drawn. Tonight we're going to have Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. Just one more thing I should add. People have supporters of Planned Parenthood as the result of this announcement that funding will be cut off from Susan G. Komen. People have come forward over the last 48 hours and have donated money to Planned Parenthood to the tune of $650,000, which, Dean, is equal, or I think it's almost equal, to all the money that Susan G. Komen donated in the year 2010. It's a little complicated, but it's pretty cut and dried, isn't it?
Well, Phil, you used a term that I think is absolutely appropriate. You used the term the battle lines are drawn, and I can't think of anything more appropriate. I think the battle lines are drawn now. I think we have to know where everyone stands. I think this is outrageous on the part of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is a breast cancer awareness foundation. In other words, their original charter, Phil, had nothing whatsoever to do with women's fertility, had nothing whatsoever to do with prenatal or postnatal care of women. Their charter and their purpose is simply to raise money and raise awareness for women with breast cancer. I don't know why they've decided at this point to adhere to the beliefs of pro-lifers, these anti-abortion, mostly male representatives in the United States Congress and elsewhere, to take funding away from a perfectly legitimate organization like Planned Parenthood, which has been around much, much longer than Susan G. Komen, and as the result, put them in a very precarious position until, of course, people came to their rescue, as you've just indicated. So I think you're absolutely right, Phil. There's no question that the battle lines have been drawn. And tonight, not only myself, but Beth Rickey, Dan Stuyvesant, and others who work with us here in the Northern California Holistic Center, we have been going on different programs, radio and television, and we're getting declarations of support for Planned Parenthood from the Bob Koskin Show, Dale Etherby Show, from San Francisco at Night, a great many, and we're asking where you stand on this issue. Are you with Planned Parenthood, or are you with Susan G. Komen's adherence and knuckling under to anti-abortion congresspeople?
So you're asking me.
We have to, Phil, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but we are, you know, we are outraged. And we want to know just where everyone stands. I know that you have publicly come out.
You know that I've been a supporter of Planned Parenthood for a very long time, for many, many reasons.
I understand that. But tonight we need to reaffirm the pledges of support from all of the people that we have had in the media. And we want some additional pledges of support. Again, you used the term, Phil, and I couldn't find a better term if I tried. The battle lines are drawn.
All right, so if you're asking me where I stand, my stand is very simply this. And I have to be honest with you. Susan G. Coleman, if they are concerned about an ongoing federal investigation, I think they have a right to pull their funding away. I can't talk them back into it. I suppose I could say to them, why not dialogue a little more with Planned Parenthood?
Well, I got to tell you, that's the wrong answer.
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me finish what I'm about to say. I continue to support Planned Parenthood. I continue to donate. I continue to encourage other people to donate. The good they've done for women over the years cannot possibly be estimated. I understand that they've had staff problems. I understand that they have been the target of stings, and people are trying to tear them down. So I'm not going to stand by and let that happen. But I can't talk Susan G. Coleman into giving them money.
And so, in other words, what I'm hearing from you, Phil, and I think it's unfortunate, is...
Well, what was unfortunate about what I just said?
Well, it's unfortunate because you are giving a level of credibility and currency to a very stupid decision by these people at the Susan G. Komen Foundation, based upon pressure from an anti-abortion congressman.
Hold on for just a minute.
I'd like to finish.
No, I want you to name who this is. If you're saying an anti-abortion congressman, somebody in the United States Congress is pressuring Susan G. Komen to not only suspend, but just get rid of their support entirely for Planned Parenthood, who is it?
You're asking me who this individual is. You should know. You're in the news media.
I'm being very honest with you. I don't know who it is. I know I'm fully aware of the House looking into whether or not they have been in compliance with federal restrictions. This is all as a result of these little taped phone conversations with staff people that were not too bright.
So you're not as informed, I don't think, as the rest of us about what is going on with the Susan G. Coleman Foundation. They have been infiltrated by anti-woman, anti-abortion men. And to my way of thinking... To my way of thinking, let's look at this. Susan G. Coleman has a vice president, Karen Handel, who had already advocated for the group's defunding in her run for governor of Georgia. Now, this woman, Handel, obviously is opposed to the work of Planned Parenthood and has decided to politicize the Susan G. Coleman Foundation.
All right, look, if that's the case, if there's somebody at Susan G. Coleman that's decided they just got a problem with Planned Parenthood, I think that's really unfortunate. I think that sucks. I don't know why politics has to get involved in this. These are two organizations that are primarily for the benefit of the health and welfare of women. One is for prenatal, postnatal, pregnancy care, and other issues affecting women and affecting women's health. And the other, Susan G. Coleman, has been right at the front line there, informing and funding and advocating on behalf of the victims of breast cancer, advocating for money to find a cure and so forth. I mean, I know people in both of these organizations. I don't like to see...
You know what? You're really, if you don't mind me saying, Phil, you're really pussyfooting around. It's true. And
I'm not pussyfooting around here, Dean. I'm giving you my reasons, you know.
All right, you've given us your reasons. I think everybody in your listening audience has heard you give your reasons, such as they are. And I'm asking you, Phil...
You have to let me speak on my show.
I understand.
I can't allow you to take it over. I'm telling you that the Susan G. Coleman people, if they are nervous about a federal investigation, which is really not a federal law enforcement investigation, it's a congressional hearing into their compliance with federal regulations. I can't blame Susan G. Coleman for being nervous about that, but the same token, I'm not going to pull my support from Planned Parenthood.
No. You're not hearing me very well, and I need for you to hear me. I need for you to listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
And I ask you, Phil, and I ask your listeners, don't be stupid.
And I'm not stupid.
All right. Who do you support here? Do you support Susan G. Coleman or Planned Parenthood?
I've just given you my answer.
It's not good enough, Phil. And we are asking everyone to come out in black and white. Are you in favor of the Susan G. Komen defunding of Planned Parenthood, or are you in favor of Planned Parenthood?
And okay, I know we got David G. Hall. You put him on, bud. David G. Hall on the line with us here from the, I guess right now from his car on his way to Pasadena. Okay, David, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think what Dean's asking, and I think we need from you this statement. We are a talk station and a talk show, which means that we survive on strong opinion. Now, I am not asking you, unfortunately, Phil, I've got to, at this time, direct you to take a stand. Are you in favor of Susan G. Komen, which is basically anti-women, knuckling under to anti-abortion foes, or are you in favor of Planned Parenthood, which enables a woman to get a legal, safe abortion?
I am not against...
That's not good enough. I told him already. That is not good enough, Phil.
I'm not against either one.
That is not good enough. No, it won't work. It won't work from the standpoint of having you support us. You know, Mr. Wheeler, I talked to Phil earlier. Phil has always been a supporter of Planned Parenthood. I know, but it's not good enough now. I need a public statement on his behalf. Otherwise, we have to go to, you know, our block chairmans. And I would ask you not to do that.
What are the block chairmans?
They want to go for an advertising boycott.
Of my show?
Well, Mr. Hendry, I've asked you politely, what stand are you taking?
Because I've just given you an honest answer, sir.
Mr. Let me talk to Dean. Do you have a break?
Yeah, I got a break coming up right now.
Let me talk to you, Mr. Wheeler. That'll be fine.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. I just gave the guy an opinion.
Yeah, but they need a stronger one. Got to come out in a way that they know.
I just said that I support Komen if they feel like they got to back away because of this federal thing. I'm not going to stop donating money to Planned Parenthood. I can't tell Susan G. Komen's foundation what to do. Basically, the argument, folks, is this. Susan G. Komen has withdrawn money from Planned Parenthood because they're nervous about this congressional look into federal guidelines. Planned Parenthood says it's because Susan G. Komen is now run by anti-abortion pro-lifers. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know. You don't understand. You can ruin us. No, I don't care.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I know we've had people, you know, call us from time to time and say, Phil, what is Phil on the touchpad? It's 7445, and I agree with you. I've never been a fan of this, you know, 1-800-SHEEP-NEED-LOVE-2. I mean, I'd rather just know what the number is. Well,
what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. But what I'm saying is I've never been a big fan of these, the letters instead of the numbers. We do have Dean Wheeler on the line with us and David G. Hall. And I've got some people who want to talk. But I have to ask you, David, you're getting involved in this. Why?
I'm getting involved in it, Phil, because of the profile that we have as a talk radio program. And obviously our profile on talk radio stations. If you refuse to take a stand on a very vital issue, well, then I've got to go back to these radio stations and I have to explain why it is we've got a talk show that doesn't take a stand on a vital issue.
I've taken a stand.
No, Mr. Henry, this is Dean Wheeler, Phil. No, you haven't. The Susan G. Komen Foundation has taken $650,000 that is rightfully Planned Parenthood's, and they've said, no, you may not have it.
Whoa. What do you mean rightfully Planned Parenthood's?
Well, they've been giving it to Planned Parenthood. They've been giving it to Planned Parenthood, Phil, for a long time. You know, I don't want to argue that point. I'm saying to you that they're doing it because they are being pressured by this redneck or this Karen Hatton. I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is. You say it's some redneck. You say it's some anti-abortion senator. You're telling me it's this Karen Handel. And I appreciate all of these things, but you're going to have to come up with a name, okay?
We don't need a name, Phil. We need you to declare one side or the other.
Okay, I'm with Susan G. Komen.
Well, no. You don't understand what we're talking about.
Well, you guys told me that I got to declare one way or another. I declare for Susan G. Komen, and now you're telling me I'm wrong.
You are wrong because you said that you supported Planned Parenthood. Now, I want an actual, real declaration of which side you're on. And
I just gave you one. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. I'm going to go to a phone call. We have Chris on the line. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
I gave you a real opinion.
It's Susan G. Komen's decision who they want to send their money to. If they want to support Planned Parenthood, great. If they don't want to, well, that's their money, and they have the right to choose the people to whom they donate their money. We have no place telling them who they can and cannot donate their money to.
Well, I think that if you are a supporter of Planned Parenthood, sir, you have questions. And I don't know about you, but I ask questions. I encourage my children to ask questions.
And I
encourage others to ask questions. And my question to Susan G. Komen would be this. Which anti-abortion rural congressman...
Wait. You said you didn't know who it was.
He does not know who it is, Phil.
And well, then how does he know it's an anti-abortion rural congressman?
Look, I don't know, Phil, what you want to do tonight. You've got a gentleman here telling me something that I already know, which is they have the right to do whatever they want to do. But I'm telling you that they're doing the wrong thing. And they're going to get an awful lot of women opposed to them. I beg your pardon?
What's wrong about it? It's their money.
Well, first of all, they're being pressured by a political group. What's that got to do with breast cancer or women's health? Why don't you come right out, sir, and have the guts... Sir, why don't you have the guts to say where you stand on this? I've asked Mr. Hendry. Now I'm asking you.
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
I stand on the side of people's freedom to do
no
what
guts.
They feel
no
is
guts.
Right.
No. That's not no guts.
No, he doesn't have any guts. Neither do you. And
why do we not have guts?
No, you do not. Are you in favor of women's rights or not?
I'm in favor of personal freedom.
Oh, that sounds like one of those John Birch. That sounds like a Tea Party thing.
You have to do this, you have to do that. If the government told them that they can't donate, then I'm against that. If the government didn't tell them, then that's their right.
Exactly. I'm in favor of that, too. I'm in favor of...
That is an absolute Tea Party stamp. Phil, I got to jump in. That is a Tea Party thing. We can't have that. I'm not saying you can't be conservative. Sir, I will tell you the Tea Party causes us more problems... Then they cause us... What are you laughing at?
Oh, yeah, because it was the Tea Party in Oakland the other day that was rioting at the town hall and throwing bricks. Yeah, the Tea Party is the one that causes all the problems.
Well, I will tell you this, sir. I have serious questions when people in their 50s and 60s come out to a park or to a public place dressed the way those people do. Do you think there's drug use going on there? I do.
And man. I mean, come on, you know...
I beg your pardon?
I'd rather see people dressed a certain any way they want than have someone throwing bricks at me and tearing down my town
hall. Do you think they should be dressing that way as the result of drug use?
How do you know that's drug use?
Because I think it looks like a bunch of old hippies getting a hold of drugs. Well, I got to agree with that. But
I'm not going to continue this conversation. If you guys want to go from talking about Susan G. Komen and Planned Parenthood into LSD use by Tea Party people, it ain't going to happen.
You know, Phil, you got a lot of guts when it comes to that topic, but you won't declare when it comes to this one.
I have declared, and so has this gentleman, and I agree with Chris. People have the right. Susan G. Komen has the right. If their board of governors or directors say, hey, this is making us nervous, this congressional thing, we better cut off our ties to Planned Parenthood, I guess that's what they're doing. I don't get it. I thought they were about breast cancer. I don't know what the hell their problem is. Planned Parenthood, on the other hand, has enough supporters. They got $650,000 in 24 hours. I was one of the donors, you know.
But that's not good enough, Phil.
You know, that's what
know.
Pisses me.
I really do. I want to know what group in the government told them to stop donating to Planned Parenthood. Name the name of the group so that we can rally against the group. I want to know, who do I actually rally against? Because if there's a group forcing them to do it, then I want to go against that group. But you can't tell me organizations to donate money.
I can assure you. Yes, sir. I can assure you there is.
That's not good enough. Who are they?
I can assure both of you gentlemen that there is. I assure you there is.
No, not good enough. Chris, thank you for your call. Thank you, sir. Got to take a run. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Back with Dean Wheeler and David
Phil
G. Hall.
Henry.
I can assure you there is.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Dean Wheeler, and David G. Hall is also with us. And we're discussing a controversial decision that happened within the last 48 hours, or at least it was reported in the last 48 hours, and that is the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is well-known to many of us as a foundation that has assisted in funding a cure for breast cancer. They have assisted people who have been victims of breast cancer, people recovering and so forth, raising money in a variety of ways for breast cancer. They have also donated money in the past to Planned Parenthood. That is ceasing as of this year because of what they claim is an investigation by the House, of Representatives on Planned Parenthood observing federal guidelines. Now, we've asked you, Dean Wheeler's with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. You guys are big supporters of Planned Parenthood. I am too.
Well, no, you're not. I would direct Mr. Hall, who is technically your boss. I would direct you, Mr. Hall, to have Mr. Henry correct that comment.
Bill, you are not a big supporter of Planned Parenthood if you do not condemn Susan G. Komen.
And yes, I am. Yes, I absolutely am.
And well, that is not true. And what I've asked Mr. Hall to do in this segment is to point out to you, Mr. Henry, when you're being inconsistent, and when you're damaging, really, efforts of our organization. And
I don't know why I have to say anything other than what I've said, which is that Susan G. Komen has a right to their decisions based upon what I've heard, that they're afraid of a federal investigation. Now, we've had people ask the question, and I'm going to ask it again. Who are the groups that are pressuring Planned Parenthood? Who are the people that are pressuring Planned Parenthood? Who are the people and groups that are pressuring Susan G. Komen to stop funding Planned Parenthood?
Again, I am not going to be bullied into an admission, Phil. I think it's enough.
Then there's no real credibility.
Hold on. I think it's enough to mention a group called Life Decisions International. I just went on their website, and I looked at a woman by the name of Susan Michelle, who wrote the article. She is very unusual looking. She's got short, dark hair. These glasses that are oversized, and I'm going to go ahead and say this because I think it's relevant. As I said, I think she's very unusual looking. She has a very large nose, and what I'm saying is this. She looks to me as if she is gay. Now, why she has turned into some kind of a, if I may be permitted, a race traitor.
A race traitor?
Well, we're using that in terms of being female. Well, what is a lesbian doing on a anti-abortion site? And I'll tell you one more thing, Phil.
You don't know that woman's a lesbian.
Okay, I'll tell you one more thing. I mentioned the name of this woman who is a new vice president at Susan G. Komen. She ran for governor of Georgia, and that's all I'm going to say because I don't really like saying the woman's name. It makes me physically sick. So that's what we're saying, Phil. Now, where do you stand?
You guys haven't said anything.
Boy, you are... Mr. Hall, would you direct him?
Phil, I'm asking you again.
And I'm not going to listen to this guy tell you to direct me. I told you how I feel. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let me go over here to Robert. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing tonight, Phil?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so my question to you two gentlemen is, you state that there are government entities, there'll be them, that are pressuring the Susan G. Komen Foundation into not donating this money to Planned Parenthood, but without revealing these government entities, per se, really all you're doing is making blind accusations in the dark to try and recover some kind of credibility here.
No, I don't think I am, sir. I just got done telling you that there's a woman here for a group called, it's a newsletter, and let me get the LifeSiteNews.com.
Okay.
And her name is Susan Bichelle. And I mentioned she's rather unusual looking for an anti-abortion site.
Mm-hmm.
What has that got to do with anything?
Exactly.
Well, we think that has to do with the, the phony support that Susan G. Komen says that they've got for taking money away from Planned Parenthood. We think it's phony baloney.
David, why are you getting involved in this?
Because we need to have the appearance of a strong stand on this. I asked him to, Phil.
Well, so far what you're telling me is a woman on a site called LifeSite News looks like a lesbian, therefore she cannot possibly be sincere in her anti-abortion stand. And then you said to me, and this is the closest that you've come, Dean.
I don't want to be lectured, all right?
I'm asking the question this gentleman just asked. You know, who is the... You mentioned Karen Handel, who's a former governor of...
No, I didn't say governor, did I? You didn't say governor.
She ran for governor of Georgia.
Yes.
And she's now the VP with Susan G. Komen, and that's it.
That's as far as I want to go. But I've given you all the information that I want to give you, and yet you don't want to take a stand. And I'm asking you what your stand is.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, I was just pointing out the fact that you've already taken a stand. You're standing with Susan G. Komen and its rights as a foundation to withhold its money from whoever it chooses to donate to. And I don't...
But Mr. Hendry, and Mr. Hendry's also said that he supports Planned Parenthood. We don't accept that as a stand. We think that is just simply him trying to make everybody happy.
No.
Where do you stand, sir? Sir, where do you stand?
Susan G. Komen.
And against Planned Parenthood?
I do not stand against Planned Parenthood. And the way that you gentlemen are trying to make myself and Mr. Hendry stand out is by saying that without choosing one or the other in any way, shape, or form, that we are completely, we have no credibility, we have
Are you taking that stand because Mr. Hendry's taking that stand? Because you want to
Absolutely
just agree
not.
With the talk show host?
Absolutely not.
I think that they're, this is David G. Holzer, I've done an awful lot of research. And I know that that's one of the big reasons why people have opinions. They want the host to think they're great.
Oh, come on. Don't disrespect this man's intelligence.
Well,
he's got an opinion.
Well, if they want to, you know, they can make all the statements about the rights of Americans, just as it's my right to say that I believe it is a woman's choice whether or not she deserves an abortion, but I also believe that it is a foundation's choice to withhold its money from any foundation that it chooses to so donate to. That is my right as an American, just
it's also my right. All right, well, then it's also my right to say that you're doing that because you want, you know, you want Phil Hendry to like you.
And
what an asinine statement. What an asinine.
Yes,
and
of course.
That's fine by me. You're not going to offend me by saying so because I know, you know, that what my personal beliefs are, and I know
that's
what
also my opinion.
You know, we started this talking about opinions, and you wanted a stand, Dean, and so I took a stand.
No, you did not take a stand. You said that you supported Susan G. Komen, just as this gentleman did, and you also said that you support the Planned Parenthood people. And I don't know how you're able to do both of those things. And I call that gutless, and I fear for women. We're trying to help women.
Well, yeah, I find it really interesting you're trying to help women, and I've got two men on the phone here. Anyway, sir, thank you very much for your call.
Wait. What is that supposed to mean?
Because I don't have a woman on the line here. Richard, it's Robert, actually. Robert, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Here is Mike. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I wanted to take a stand against Planned Parenthood on this one. These guys just seem like they're crybabies. They're whining because they can't get any money. You know, they're telling you to take a stand. You already took a stand. You know, I mean,
right.
They seem extremely unreasonable to me.
It's not taking a stand. He didn't take a stand. He went, oh, I like them and I like them. And
I'll take a stand against both because I don't like you, you know, or the foundation for donating to you in the first place. But Phil Henry took a stand on this. And I think you're being unreasonable. And I would like to know also about, I've heard a lot of ties to racism involved with your organization, which makes it me extremely unfavorable about it.
I'm not with Planned Parenthood. I'm with the Northern California Holistic Center. Number two, when you say racism, do you mean against whites? Yeah, you're talking about whites?
Against blacks, I heard.
Are you black?
No, I'm not, sir.
Well, then why do you care?
I just try to stand up for what my beliefs are and what's obviously right.
Right. I think you're taking that stand
I don't
think you like
Planned Parenthood. On that note,
I care about the rights of women.
I care about the rights of women.
I like women. I like women. Do you like blacks?
Successful with it.
Do you like blacks? I don't think you do. I don't think so.
All right. Well, this is asinine.
I think this guy is standing up for. I think you should stand up for abortion, sir, so there aren't more people like you. Thank you.
Oh God.
That's I mean, comical.
Unreal.
I don't know what to say to somebody.
Unreal.
You know what? I agree with that. I think you should stand up for abortion, sir, so we don't have more guys like you walking around.
More like you.
What an ass. You know what? That is not a very polite thing to say.
I bet you.
I don't care. First of all, the guy said to me, he calls me gay.
Yeah, I mean.
You called me gay. And secondly, when I said, do you like black people, he didn't want to say because he really doesn't, even though he said that he did.
Hey, what's the difference between me calling you gay, which I do think you're gay, and the fact that you called that lady a lesbian? I'm doing the same thing. You said you have a right to your opinion on that.
Well, I also think you're gay.
That I think you're a homosexual.
I think you're a homosexual.
I think you're probably unsuccessful with that.
In fact, there's more evidence of homosexuals where you live than anywhere else in the world.
Where does he live?
Someplace that doesn't get a lot of sun.
I'm in North Carolina.
Someplace that doesn't get sun.
Okay.
You're out there in California, aren't you? Out there in Cali with all the other...
What, do you want to come out here and chase me around?
Okay, get out of here, all of you guys. Thank you very much for your call, sir. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Yeah. Let's take a break. I want to get back to this discussion, and I would like for Mr. Hall and for Mr. Wheeler to recenter their efforts on telling me and telling my audience the name. I want specific names of people that you say have pressured Susan G. Komen into stopping their funding of Planned Parenthood, and what's the name of these groups, and what is their political agenda. You have failed to do that. You've asked me to take a stand. I won't take a stand until I get that information. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Make me free.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL on the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And David G. Hall is our vice president. You know, I still don't know, David, why you're on the line, but that's okay.
We made a statement earlier, Phil, that you did not respond to. We had this picture of this woman, Susan Michelle. She works with the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
No, she doesn't. She's a columnist for a website, you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. But she supports the Susan G. Komen decision. She works for a website. She's a columnist for a website called LifeSite News.
And I don't think it takes a genius to know that that's a site for
pro-life people.
Exactly. And you know, what I said about this lady was this. Her hair is cut off short. She has a big nose. I'm sorry I put it the way I did.
And that makes her a lesbian?
Well, no woman with a nose that size is going to cut her hair short unless she wants to look mannish. And if she wants to look mannish, I think that's her orientation. Now, that's fine, but what is she doing on a pro-life site? These are people, Phil, that once they eliminate a woman's right to choose, they want to put into labor camps and forced work camps lesbians.
Yeah, not just gay men, but lesbians. They want specifically lesbians for work camps.
What I'm asking, and...
Well, I don't know where you guys got that fantasy.
Bill, we're talking about a right-wing attack on the rights of women.
Where you guys got the idea that the right wing wants to put lesbians into forced labor camps? I mean, here we go again with the Nazi thing. You know, I understand your view. I support a woman's right to choose, too.
No, you don't. You're pretending like you do. But you also support Susan Coleman.
Yeah, that's the bet. That's where we're going. You're fully. We just don't believe you.
What is this we stuff, man? You are my executive in my company. You're a broadcaster.
I understand that.
And you're sitting there. You're talking like you work with Mr. Wheeler in the Holistic Center. Let me go to a phone call. 877-876-7445. This is Jonathan. Jonathan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I kind of walked into something totally different than we were just talking about in the call screening. You guys all sound crazy right now. Nothing personal against any of you. I don't know any of you personally, but you guys are just kind of arguing. It's kind of
Tell us what you were saying, Jonathan. What was the point you wanted to make, and we'll just all
there.
I don't like being called crazy.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead.
My statement is no one. This lady is. I have no idea about this lady. The Planned Parenthood is a good thing. Abortion only accounts for 3% of their business. It's all federally funded or granted. And I live in Indiana where they tried to cut it. If they had cut it, 80% of women 50 to 75 would have lost their health care, basically. Their women's health care.
I made a joke. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you made a joke? I'm sorry. Excuse me for a minute, John. What do you mean you made a joke?
I made a joke.
We're not laughing here. You know, we're trying to get to the bottom of something here.
I understand that, Bill.
Go ahead, Jonathan. I appreciate your information.
No one here has given any facts on anything. If this woman wrote something, do you really know what this website's about? Have you looked it up? I mean, I'm kind of walking
into
this.
We do know that LifeSite News... Well, no, sir, we know... You can look at it. LifeSite News. Life, family, and culture
holistic.
News.
You're naturally holistic. Shouldn't you let life take its course? Like,
It's an anti-abortion site. That's what life means, as in pro-life.
Have you been there?
Are you listening to me?
To the website?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. Okay.
You're giving them streams. You're only giving them revenue. You couldn't Google it, Wikipedia it, something. I mean, Wikipedia is not the most credible source, but.
Well, I know, but one of us has
you're
to
only,
talk.
You're only really.
You're doing a lot of internet babble, and nobody understands you. I'm talking to the people out there.
Let me do the talking, okay? Let me do the talking. All right.
First of all, sir, have you been to the site? I just gave you their web address. It's lifestreams.com.
I don't have the internet at home. I don't have cable at home. I don't believe in supporting big business.
Huh?
I don't eat at McDonald's. I only eat local business. I only buy local produce.
Uh-huh.
I only believe
you live on a farm?
The things I can
see. Are you a farmer? Are you a farmer?
Am I a farmer? No, I'm not. I'm an artist, actually.
Well, then how do you eat? Where do you
Everything's
go to eat?
Organic. I don't grow anything. People I know grow things.
Well,
the point is,
you know, you talk about being off the point, sir. You're telling me about eating organic food.
You know,
and,
liberals want to kill babies and don't want to make war, and right-wing people
don't give me that.
Want to make war
don't
and
give
don't
me
kill
that.
Babies.
But what do you represent, sir? I'll tell you what you represent. You want lesbians in labor camps.
No, I don't.
That's
no, I
what
don't.
You
I'm
stand.
All for lesbians. One of my best friends is a lesbian. In fact, we go out and we
yeah, sure.
women together.
Oh, one of your best friends, and I'll bet one of them's black, too. I always hear that comment.
Why
one of my best friends is black. Let me ask you a question, sir, seriously. You know as well as I do, and where you live in Indiana, there's no lesbians, there's no black people.
Holistic center.
Sir, let me ask you, sir, this gentleman just asked you a good question. If you say you live in Indiana, and you live in a place where you get organic food and you do whatever you do, you can't reasonably expect us to believe there's lesbians and blacks in that area.
There are. In fact, I live in the Arts District of Indianapolis.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
My next-door neighbor is black.
Get out of here.
What about what we said about lesbians in work camps?
Will you get out of here with that?
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. In the middle of all of this, they want to put lesbians into forced labor camps. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445.
Get out of here, will you?
Now, Phil, you blew it. You blew it bad.
Phil Henry.